A couple weeks ago, I preached on the idea that the word husband is a verb, all right? A man husbands a wife. And it's like the word pastor is a verb. Amazing how many men in the ministry don't understand that pastor is a verb, the pastor of people, okay? And husband is a verb. You husband a wife. And it's a wonderful relationship. And we're going to look at that real briefly here this morning again. So Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll go to verse 17 just to get some context here. And Nick, would you go ahead and pray for this service?
Father, I thank you for the opportunity to have a house of God, a family that we can come to, and a place where we can learn about the Word of God, and that it can direct our lives, and we can have a good life. I pray that you would help us to be open, to have ears to hear, to be willing to hear what's being preached, and I pray that you help us to have a real desire and a fervency to apply it to our lives. I pray this in the name of God. Amen.
Amen. All right. So Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. By the way, the mechanics to know the will of the Lord is Romans 12, 1 and 2. You do those things, it says you'll prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Make your body an acceptable sacrifice. God will do the rest. He'll prove to you what the will of the Lord is. Okay. Then he goes on and he says this, verse 18, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Okay, you know, one of the things my kids notice, I come from a big Roman Catholic beer drinking family and wonderful people. I mean, they just are, all right? And my kids, you know, we'd often go to big family reunions or anything, and my children notice, they said, you know, all the aunts and uncles and everybody, they don't really have a good time until they've drunk a couple of beers. We have a good time without doing that. You know, we don't need to do that. We just have a good time together, all right? And, but verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And it's so important that you learn some psalms, spiritual songs. What's a spiritual song different than a psalm or a hymn? Song of Solomon's a spiritual song. The Song of Hannah, the Song of Barak and Deborah, those are spiritual songs, okay? Moses had a song that he sang, and you learn those. But fill your life with those things. Have them. I sent a text to Pastor Hain the other day and thanked him because I'd gone to bed somewhat troubled and I woke up in the morning and in my heart was playing that I believe the Lord will answer. You know, that I believe the answer's on the way. That's the thing we've been saying. It was just playing in my heart, you know. I hadn't asked for it or anything else. Somebody else put the nickel in the jukebox and it just started going, all right? And I liked it, all right? All right. So verse 20, giving thanks always for all things. Now that's one of the toughest things you'll ever do is to give thanks for all things. All right? Helps, doesn't it, Lenny? Boy, it's just amazing what it'll do, all right? Went over there to Lenny's the other day and it was like the last draw at Vegas. You know, everything was on the line and he had a bad draw or whatever. You know, and we all get there. There's nobody doesn't get to that point. We just feel like it's all just awful and nothing can ever be good again or whatever else.
Can I say how that turned out?
You go right ahead.
I had a problem with a vehicle, and I got myself in trouble, and I ended up doing a bunch of work for free, and the man came to pick up the vehicle. He looked at it. He was so impressed. I wrote a letter out, and I said, if you agree with this letter, you sign it. And he signed that letter, and he said, thank you to the man that has morals and integrity.
Amen.
That's worth more to me than
anything in the world. Yeah.
That I could ever make.
I like it, Lenny. I like it. But, you know, the advice I gave to him is the idea, just thank God. Thank God. Thank him for each of the nasty little things going on. Thank God for it, all right? And then with prayer and that thing Pastor Haynes went on, supplication, all right? Supplication. Prayer is just talking to God. Supplications where you beg him, all right? Mama, can I have a cookie? No. Oh, Mama, please. One was prayer, the other was supplication, all right? All right. All right, so giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ said, pray things in my name. I myself was taught that when I, you'll always hear, when I end a prayer, I end a prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Does it mean he doesn't hear it if you say thy name? No, he hears it if you say it thy name. All right? But there may be people listening don't know what thy name is. I always, when I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? That's how I do that. I want people to know I'm praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? I get called on sometimes to pray publicly or whatever. I want them to know I'm praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's whose name I'm praying in. All right? And again, does God understand when you say thy name or your name? Or yes, he understands that. I doubt there's anybody here who didn't get a prayer answered because they didn't quite like how you ended it. All right? All right? But I just find it a testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And of course, it's one of the hardest things, you know, we're Americans, we're independent, I do my own thinking, blah, 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 you know, and all that kind of. Submitting yourselves one to another. All right? But it's in the context here of marriage. Watch the next verse. Wives, submit yourselves under your own husband as unto the Lord. And I knew a woman one time, very mixed up over that. She was an extremely rebellious woman, all right? But, you know, she was very, well, he has to submit himself unto me too. It says so right there. And let me tell you this. First of all, in a marriage, when you're equal partners in Christ, a man is a fool if he thinks he can just dominate that woman and run her. Okay. He is a fool if he thinks he can do that, all right? The idea is here, first of all, submit yourselves one to another. That woman has ideas, and they're often good ideas, all right? I had a guy I worked with one time and said, you know, he said, my attitude is this, you have, I have my ideas, and you have your stupid opinions, all right? But the thing is, wives and husbands both have, and in that sense, in a civil sense of two people together running a household, running a life, running a family, in a ministry, whatever else, submit yourselves one to another, listen to each other.
Yeah,
okay? What happens though if you vote and it's tied 1-1? Well, the best thing is go back and negotiate some more. What happens if after you've negotiated some more, it's still tied 1-1? Well, what happens in the Senate of the United States if it's a 50-50 tie? Does anybody know constitutionally what happens then? The Vice President of the United States casts the deciding ballot. Is that because we believe Kamala Harris is the smartest person in America? Now, please don't laugh about that, all right? But the thing is, there are times the vice president casts a deciding. Why do we do that? It keeps the nation civil. It keeps the nation civil. It keeps them from bringing knives and guns and shooting each other and such. It's a way to resolve a dispute. So under God's constitution, when it's been tied 1-1 and something needs reaction, who gets the tie-breaking vote in the family? The husband. Well, you'd say Jesus, but both of them think they got Jesus. All right? All right, you'd be sure of that. All right? The point is, constitutionally, the husband does. Wife, submit yourselves to your husband, okay? We've come to an impasse. My record on that is about as good as a coin toss. Those times where my wife and I have disagreed, I got the deciding vote. Probably if we tossed a coin, it'd be about as accurate as I've been, all right? But you know what the beauty is? When we do it civil, I had her come up to me and grab my arm 6 months later, boy, I'm glad we did things your way. There was no bitterness, no anger. And I've had times with the house burning down, the cops surrounding it, sirens all over saying, you know, honey, I wish we'd done it your way. All right? Because we did it civil, and it was easy to do that. Now, we've made decisions where it wasn't civil. All right? And then it wouldn't matter if money was pouring in the doors and angels were playing violins and harps around us. My wife would say, I still think it's wrong. Like, we didn't do it civil. Okay? Nor humans. And it wouldn't matter if, you know, if the FBI came in and raided us and the bank took away everything we have or whatever else, I would tell my wife, you know, oh, I'm glad I did it my way anyway, or You know, because we didn't do it simple. That's human nature. Of all the people in the world walking in the Spirit, Christians ought to be the ones who know how to work together as a team.
Amen.
Work together as a team.
Amen.
And when that team cannot vote the same way, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Does that mean he's smarter than you? Not in my family. All right? I complain to my wife all the time. Put a coaster under that cup. How come other husbands get to put their cups anywhere they want? All right? I'm the only one's got to put a coaster, you know? She said, all right. It doesn't work, all right? All right. Now, it says this, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be unto their own husbands and everything. Now, we may come back to this, but I want you to go to James 3. I know so many families that went to the right church, dressed the right way, educated their children the right way, tithe, but mom and dad were at loggerheads one with another, and there was bitterness in between the two of them. And they managed to dress it up coming into church, and I just don't know many of those families where the children ever turned into anything. I just don't, okay? Who wants to sit in an environment like that? Who wants to be in that environment? Who wants to soak that in, that tension between the two, okay? Only by pride cometh contention. And there's got to be another way. No, only by pride cometh contention. No matter what it is that you and your spouse, you and your wife, you and your husband are falling apart about, there's another family somewhere has the same problem somewhere, and they're not falling apart like you are. You know why? Because pride's not in the way. Pride's not eating it up. So James chapter 3, look at verse 13. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Okay? You know, we all want to show how smart we are with our decisions and these statements we make and calling this stupid or that stupid, you know. No! Show it with meekness of wisdom. Show your good conversation that way. Verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. And you'd just be amazed. You know, I hate it when my wife and I are in that condition. I hate it when we're there. And we get there once in a while, all right? I don't think it's ever been my fault, all right? But you know, we get there. And I hate it. I don't know any other way to say it. For one thing, I can't come over here and pray. If you can pray and you're at loggerheads with your wife, you're a phony. You're the most phony person in this church. There's no more phonier person than you. If you can pray, and you and your wife are loggerheads one with another, I just can't imagine any phonier person than that. Now it goes on and it says this, and my wife knows, I've had times of just gritting my teeth when I need to pray, and I go over there and tell her, look, here's what I did wrong. And we have a funny way of handling it. She'll put her foot out for me to kiss. You know what I do? I kiss it. You see? But it's fun. You know, we're just laughing when we do that. All right? We just laugh when we do it. You know? And it just kind of melts away. It's gone or whatever else. I'm not sure what we'll do when we're too old for me to do that kind of thing. But, all right? I might actually have to apologize better or something. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not against each other. This wisdom, verse 15, descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. And you'd be amazed at that, how the devil's just in certain families. And you wouldn't know it when they walk in these doors. You wouldn't see it when they walk in these doors. You wouldn't see it if they walk in no matter what churches. You were not going to see it, okay? Can't imagine. I never had a kid that I allowed to stay up after 7. Trevor, I love you more than you know. And you folks pray for him, okay? He goes through stuff in life that you can't even begin to imagine, all right? Stuff you can't even begin to imagine, some of the pressures on him, okay? But I have a relationship with that boy, all right? And I have a private relationship with him. He's got a problem with it. His wife and I talk, his mother and I, not his wife, his mother and I talk about it a lot. But this strife and envy in here, he's never known anything but that. It's all he's ever known, okay? Now going on, says this. Verse 16, for where envy and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. It's just there, it's working. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Some of you ladies, could your husband come to you and entreat you and talk about difficult subjects with you? Because the wisdom from above, if you had that, he could do it. You husbands, can your wife come to you and talk to you about difficult issues? Now let me tell you something. There are things that my wife and I would like to say to each other. But we've learned we can only say them at certain times. We can't just out of the blue come up and bring it up. They're too sensitive. They hurt too much. And we've learned that at those times, we have to say those things, and then we need to have that wisdom from which is from above. Easy to be entreated. There's things my wife thinks that I do wrong. And sometimes she wants to tell me those. And there's times I've handled it grievously, pridefully, angry with her over it. Okay? Why? Because often when she says it, it's not exactly accurate. I don't see it like she sees it. What is accurate is this is how she sees it. That's what's accurate. And if you're any kind of a man, you can handle that. Now, if you're a little wimp, you'll get mad at her. That isn't the way it is. You godless little wimp. Then I bark all over her because she's trying to explain to you how she sees it. Okay? You godless little wimp. Listen to her. And what makes it hard again, when my wife does that, there's times she slips stuff in that confuses it. That's not quite right, okay? But you know what? That wisdom from above, it's easy to be entreated. That's the wisdom from above. That's how Christ loved the church. You think every day when I pray to the Lord that everything's exactly accurate and I got it exactly right and I said, no. He's a long-suffering God. He puts up with me, okay? Being able to put up with that woman next to you, okay? I saw a thing the other day. Adam was telling Eve the McRib is back. She was just calling me Eve. But somebody got that.
Oh, gosh.
But you're one flesh. You live together in that family. It's that attracts children to your life. Anybody can look good in the good times. All right? Anybody can look good when the money's flowing, health is good, things are going the way they should. Anybody can look good. Mark Twain said, he said, the man looked happier than a Christian holding four aces, you know? And, you know, who can't look happy? You know, you're playing poker, you got four aces. All right? And every once in a while, I'll have four aces, and I just walk in, and it's all good, and I have everything out. But, you know, there's times I've drawn a pretty poor hand in life, all right? And, you know, and it's down, you know, that last draw, and, you know, everything's just as bad as it can be or whatever else. Can you have joy then? Can you love the woman of your youth then? All right? Can you encourage her? Can you bless her? Can the two of you get along together? Is she able? Are you easy to be entreated? Can she come and talk to you about that stuff? Okay? Can she do it?
She has to know what's going on.
And that's another thing. You know, Lenny and I, when we talked the other day, he went in and he spent time with her, showing her everything going on in that. In other words, sometimes I try to shelter my wife from what's really going on, all right? And then I'm under these tensions. And again, you don't have to tell me every little thing that's going on. She doesn't tell me every little thing that's going on, all right? Some of you husbands, the dumbest thing you can ever do is listen to the gossip that goes on in the nursery. All right? Two places that a church will fall apart. One's the musicians, the other one the nursery. All right? And, you know, and it'll all get mad at each other. And by the way, Bonnie, I'm glad you're alive. We all thought you were dead the other day. We went out and called Lady Cardiac Arrest, and they gave her, you know, and they gave her address. And I, you know, and so, you know, hey, it's one of those, not many people get to see their own funeral or whatever. And you got to see how everybody was sad that we lost it, all right? So it's good to have you back, all right? Pastor Hayne, would you come and close the service?